This... this is unacceptable. You've distracted me. All the while, during class, this conduct... I'm aware. But the academia has rules in place. This isn't one of them. Now, you can either stop now, or if you continue, I'll have to report you. I'll have to expel you. You know I don't wish to do that, but it's strictly forbidden, as much as I'm aware of that. As much as this is fascinating, I can't. Class is starting. I need to teach now. Look, I'll discuss it after class. Do I make myself abundantly clear? Not a word of it until then. All right, everyone. Welcome. Today, we are going to be learning more about the elements. In particular, about visions. Why they are given. Why some do not match our nation nor affiliation. More match to our souls. That is a quote by Vincent Vailwood. As you can see, on page 331. You're free to turn in your textbook if you like, but as for visual presentation, I prefer my vision on this board. As you can see, vision is the window to someone's soul, a gift from the gods and the archons alike. As much as people would like to simplify them, there is no greater simplicity than a reflection, like looking down into a lake and seeing your face. Just the same, we cannot exactly understand them, for no matter how much we wish to look, we will never see the back of our own head. Likewise, the reflection is the only proof of how we look on the outside. That, and those in the words of others. As for the rest of it, visions, you may be asking, what do they have to do with how our outward appearance would entail? The answer? Quite simply, they reflect us much in the same way, how we perceive ourselves and how we present ourselves to others. They're much different from person to person, and especially depending on the soul. Something lesser understood, except by the Archons, of which we will be having as a guest tomorrow. Be on your best behavior. Yes? Ah, yes. The Dendro element. One that I personally have found matched my soul, or at very least, the Archon which had granted me this vision found it to be matching in this case. As for which Archon, I'll leave you guessing, but I wouldn't be surprised if you got it wrong. Yes? Yes, you may use the restroom. You don't need to ask next time. Trust me, if you are here to learn, that is enough for me. That goes for all of you. As for the more talkative type, the rowdy ones in the back, I see you, and I understand. You want something more practical, then we will go to experimentation. What happens when you subject an element to another one? Yes, it's quite obvious, an elemental reaction. Of course, even that is only a half answer. Not all elements are created equally, each one specialized, suited to another task, as well as to another governance of what makes up our world. So, I ask you then, what happens to the magnitude? What determines it? Elemental mastery. Exactly. Perfect answer. It's simple, but it's to the point. Elemental mastery is something we found on artifacts. Things linked to the past. The realm of the Creator God. This may delve into the realm of theory, but I believe it's all held in balance by a remaining fragment of the Creator God. But fortunately, that is not the subject. This isn't a class of nothing but empty theories. We have a very practical example. In front of you, I have contained an element from each of the extracted slimes. Do be careful. While they're small, they can still give you a nasty burn or frostbite. That's why you must use proper lab equipment. Now, for the first one, let's start with the least volatile. Dendro and Hydro. Now, you might at first be thinking, Bloom is one of the more dangerous, as it can have a backlash effect. However, when we apply them with just the right temperature, you get something else. This, while being quite harmless, has a similar effect. Coincidentally, it's used in fireworks during the celebrations and festivities we have during this time of year. You may soon find a practical use for this if you happen to be blessed with either a friend of the other element or the ability to combine the two in nature. However, do be careful. If done without any preparation, you may end up with a bloom, and then you'd have to run for your life. Now, class, it is time for the first choice. Will you test out the reaction, or will you choose to opt out? The door's there. This course is not for the non-adventurous, as my role is not usually to be a teacher. Understand, while this is about elements and their theory, I very much intend to make practical use of it. You, yes, all of you, will be helping me in the field of work, outside of curricular activities. You may be thinking that's all. However, this may take you some time to get it right. Have no fear. Within this containment field, there is no damage you could accrue. In fact, I would encourage you to try a bloom right now. You're at no danger. However, if by chance you're able to get it in the first attempt, the exact 148 Celsius needed, then I'll give you an extra 5 points on this course. If you can't get it the first time, I'll still award you those points. However, I'll require a crystallize reaction as well. As this one holds no offensive capabilities, it should be rather easy for you, and has no danger. Although none of the reactions, should you choose to be experimental, are going to harm you, thanks in part to this gracious donation of the Academia. This protector field happens to be a blessing from Lord Kusanali herself, which I'll remind all of you, we'll be visiting this classroom tomorrow. Be on your best behavior. Not that she's hard to get along with, particularly. Just expect a particularly flashy display and perhaps some difficult questions along the way. That's it for today. Now, start your experiments. Combine the elements. You may even find a new one if you're lucky. Different temperatures, different states. You can find an answer to almost any question by trial and error. That is what you'll learn in my class. Practical application in its most distilled and formidable form. Thank you. It may have been a short lecture, but I assure you, don't get cocky yet. This may surprise you how difficult these reactions are to get, as you are still building your elemental mastery with your knowledge of the elements. Even something as simple as putting your hand near a flame, feeling its warmth, or holding a piece of ice can get you some understanding of the element. Everything counts. It will be your elemental mastery that will be built from your elemental knowledge. Do not take simplicity for granted. The best way to learn is safe trial and error. Sometimes adventure. But we'll save that for the next lecture. Now, just a forewarning. The meeting with Kusanali tomorrow will take place on Field 8 at precisely 3:30 p.m. And might I request that you don't be late. It is possible, plausible in fact, that you may just hurt her feelings if you weren't to show up. Now, let the experimenting begin. Wonderful. You've exceeded my expectations, and to think five of you would get the reaction on the first one, and six others would rise to the task of making a second elemental reaction that crystallize. Good work today, everyone, and thank you for coming to my class. I hope to see you again, as our work is very important for all of Sumeru, for our future, and for the pursuit of unkempt knowledge. Yes, I'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye. Remember, don't be late. That should take care of it. Lectures weren't really my style to begin with. However... Huh? I see. Yes, I suppose I did say that. So, you wish to talk? Why doesn't it surprise me anymore? Breaking rules just seems to be your hobby. Luckily, I guess it's mine too. It's not the first time I've been a villain in the eyes of someone. So why am I a villain to you? Interesting. So, in your words, I'm guilty of something. Is that it? Well, I have been an accomplice to you several times. I understand your feelings, just you have to understand that the Academia, if they found out, hell, if anyone found out. Yes, I'm aware. We are the same age. And what? Even then, I'm still your instructor. That is a clear breach of work ethic, policy, rules. Fine. Have it your way. As we've had so much fun experimenting today, I suppose trial and error is, at this point, more or less what you're doing. So, what? You wish to try a date? I would call it an experiment. Why call it anything else? You seem apt to understand it. Your advance is as clear as day. But wouldn't it be a shame if I lacked feelings back? No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying I have to get to know you first. Isn't it obvious? This experiment, it may even aid in your work. So, I suppose you can come with me to my office. Better yet, let's go to a cafe. It's stuffy in there. After all of the Bunsen burners and the random elements, assorted as they are, I'd prefer to get some fresh air. Perhaps it's written on my soul. You think it's because of my element, huh? My vision. Well, I suppose your vision's element suits you too. Your very interesting approach and persistence. It's quite admirable if you think about it. It's just, I never thought I'd be the one shoved against the wall. I'm a little disappointed that I didn't think of it first, but it would be wrong of me to assume. However, I appreciate your adventurous spirit. Free, but also fixated. Are you sure that you want to? Do you know anything about me? Oh, that's refreshing. So someone who admires me for more than my style or looks. Interesting. Well, don't be ashamed. I saw your eyes wander to my abs. They are nice, aren't they? Then, to start off this experiment, what do you think of me? Go ahead. And I'll return the favor just as much. That's all. Simple, concise, to the point. I like that answer. I do. As for you, I think you're cheeky. Incredibly so. Pushy. Probably stubborn. You most likely either got what you wanted growing up, or not at all. I can't tell which. However, you've developed a strong personality, but you don't see it that way. You think you're more agreeable than you are, and probably have an attitude with people who confront you in different ways. That, or a complete pushover, in another sense. Was I right with any of it? Fascinating, see? Trial and error. Its proof is in the action. But, much more important than that, shall we discuss the matter at hand? What is it you truly like about me? As you will forgive me, I'm sure. I get advances quite often, but never ones as intense as yours. I'm not one usually to cave into the intensity, nor am I one to beckon it. But to think you would get this far, it's almost surprising, as much as it is admirable. So, what is it? What do you stand for? What's your end goal? You can't just tell me that one. No, of course. It's different. As for things as they are, it's incredibly important for an experiment, as much as it is for a date, for us to ask those questions. What could you be thinking when you pushed me against the wall? Your lips got awfully close. If I didn't know any better, you were intending to do this. It seems I've one-upped you at least one time, and I'll take that small victory. It's not one of pride. Well, I can't lie, it is, at least partially. As for the rest of it, I'd like you to use your imagination. Now, when you think about that kiss, what do you think it means? Is it me returning feelings? Playing with you, toying with you like a doll or something? Or perhaps neither, and something else? I was mostly kidding. Don't feel pressured to answer. You do strike me as someone who would say that after a kiss. You struck back with that. How interesting. Your pride is showing, yet it looks good on you. You need at least that much backbone in order to approach me. Oh, come on. I may not be the most confident, but I'm confident enough to know I'm a quality man. And I'm not just someone who anyone could swoon. You've got some quality, some passion. And in that second kiss, I learned something else about you. You're a surprisingly good kisser. Suit yourself. You can keep me guessing if you prefer. However, I wouldn't suggest to do it all that much. If only because, if you do, you'll end up in a corner before too long. As I might just surprise you at how stubborn I can be as well. Will we even make it to the cafe at this rate? Something tells me you prefer that, this diversion, more than the intention. Suit yourself. If that's how you want things to be, too bad. Sorry, it's just we're already at this cafe. No, order anything. It's on me. Oh, don't give me that look. Oh, so that's your intention. Well, I encourage it. Just don't be surprised if you can't eat that much food, even if you order it mooching off of me. It's entertaining. Your one-up policy, as I'd like to call it. You're like a gremlin. Have you heard of them? At very least, you've got the energy of something loyal, but at what cost? Someone with eyes favorable, that has an intention to always get the upper hand. You've been taught that for a long time, haven't you? Take what you can get to claw your way all the way to the top. I like that. It's a good drive to have, both in the pursuit of knowledge as well as the pursuit of love. At least, you seem to be somewhat okay with the idea of compromise. Is it true? Do you mind compromising? Oh, a positive reinforcement. I like that. You're not afraid to swallow your pride if it means favorability with me. In some rings, that might be called simping. Oh, have you heard of it? Well, don't get too self-conscious. Because more than that, I simply consider you an interesting, fun, mildly infuriating, and extremely attractive, possibly obsessive, and perfect match for my energy. This little kiss war we have going on is quite refreshing. It's better than the usual pickup lines. There's so many people that I've encountered who always say something about my looks, but curiously, you haven't said that much. Fascinating. In some certain way, it seems like you look at my attractiveness, and you see it more for my words, my personality, which is more than fine with me. In fact, I much prefer those to the superficialness of looks. Something that just does not. It doesn't last. It has no real purpose, other than the obvious attraction to find a mate. Tell me, is that what you see me as? Are you trying to fetch me because you're that attracted to who I am? Or maybe something more primal? I see that you have some secrets. Don't feel like you have to tell them all at once, but I'm all ears if you wish to. Oh. So that's your take. Interesting. As for what I was saying, oh, got me all figured out, have you? Perhaps you do, but maybe you don't. Something tells me the fact that you have your back against the wall now is more than enough in my favor, don't you think? Well, maybe you are best with your back against the wall. But even then, should I pursue, what will you do? My lips are getting closer. My eyes dare not break from your gaze. And what then? Will you smother me before I smother you? This experiment, it's quite different, isn't it? Looks like the food is here. Interrupting. What would have been a perfect meal? Then again, perhaps a distraction is just what I need to take the advantage. And I don't see you complaining. It almost seems like you're pouting. How cute. As for the rest of it, you're going to have to wait until, well, until you finish your meal. Come now, let us feast. My, what a meal, wasn't it? So, I believe our unspoken bet, I've won it, fair and square. Oh, don't tell me you've forgotten. Remember our little jab? You were ordering so much food, but you couldn't finish it. Now, we have quite the leftovers, don't we? And I think I want some dessert for my trouble. Well, where is this place you're suggesting to go? Oh, I see. You're trying to seal the deal on the first date. That's different. Don't worry, it's not in a bad way. That forwardness you've had through this entire date, it's just coming out in all the right ways. So, my place or your place then? Shall we get to know each other? Curious that your place would be so close. I think you're full of shit, personally. No offense, but I think you just dipped into the first place you could find and... Wow. Might I say, it's quite the lovely place. Impressive. Well, consider me swooned for a first impression. As for the impression beyond that... Well... This might be my first time getting this close to someone. Trust me, I was always too busy to ever take love and romance seriously. Well, it was half by choice, half by ambition. Sometimes the muse of your own dreams and aspirations, they take precedence. And now... Since I've accomplished some of those, I suppose I naturally drifted towards love. Though to call this encounter natural in any way seems a dissatisfying end. What is natural about it, I must admit, is the chemistry between our kisses. With touch. Well... You somehow taste of lily fruit. I have no idea if you planned this, but somehow, everything seems to have fallen in place almost too good for you. Don't you think? I'm not complaining, just, wow. Usually, they say never to go this far in the first date. But look at us. You're as eager as ever. And so am I, curiously enough. Breaking every rule of the academia. And yet, here we are. Madly staring into each other's eyes. And for what? What is it we think we'll find, I wonder? Do you know? Or shall we experiment more thoroughly this time? You really don't have tact for subtlety, do you? Not me complaining in any capacity. In fact, I was little more than admiring the view. Seeing you like this is quite telling. And feeling you like this, that's an entirely different subject altogether. Relax. It should be casual, should it not? I think you look best like this, in your most natural form. A pervert? Where? If you see him, tell him to get lost. As this one here is merely partaking in an innocent experiment. Oh, that's your take? Feeling you. Those hips, those legs, this midsection, these arms, this neck. It tickles, doesn't it? Feeling my breath right here, my hands here, and my body so close. How do you feel? Lovely news. If in any way it's uncomfortable for you, or you have second thoughts, you must promise me to say so. I would never even consider this with anyone who has second thoughts. Experiments are fine, but only if both parties exist in equal ground, in a place where both can fully understand it. Love, or the experiment we call love, is every bit about both of our enjoyment. So gentle, and yet you know what you want, don't you? The feeling's mutual. I, of course, also know what I want. And I fully intend to take it. Slowly, painstakingly, without pause or remorse. So please, won't you treat me the same way? Something about togetherness, the feeling, the touch, the taste of body against body, heart against heart, experiment against shameless experiment. And even then, how did I end up agreeing to this with everything on the line? I suppose I always was danger prone. Shamelessly so. Also, so incredibly not so fast. Done with you yet? quite amazing. And that was so little effort. Or perceivably little effort. You've made me leap for joy in more ways than one. Oh, curious, are we? I would be more than happy to enlighten you on every not so little detail. Beginning with, of course, how a lovely lady like yourself has shamelessly had such an effect on me. The not so small problem, what you've done to me, right here, was grinding not enough for you. You craved more than just that. You, who has perhaps a dirty mind. I can't tell, but I want to. How interesting. Don't be ashamed. Your arousal is sexy. Especially the way that you fight back against it. As if you're trying to prove that I'm more aroused than you. Is that the case? Or is it something more? Perhaps this experiment has turned into a shameless display, a competition, if you will, to make the other feel more. Is that it? Is that why you're shamelessly grinding up and down my erection? Does it make you feel good, grinding against me like this while we stand and stare, holding each other like researchers standing before a breakthrough, only with myriad less good intentions and far more thoughts of ravaging the other? I know you feel it. You can try and act tough, but that clit is as swollen as my cock is hard. I can tell you can feel it. You're not the slightest bit shy at expressing that voice. Neither are you with that touch or that way that you bite your lip. It's so fucking hot. My God. If you keep rubbing like that, you look just as bad. So, I wonder if I really will be the one to lose this exchange. No doubt, you're breathing just as hot and heavy as me. It does feel good. And you'll take it just the same, won't you? No doubt your pride talking, if you could form words. Perhaps mine as well. Following suit with pride, unapologetically. Fuck. Not like me to use such uncouth words, but for this. I can think of no better expression to summarize. And yet, it is only the beginning of this exchange. This is far from over, isn't it? Well, your nipples were looking at me funny, so you'll forgive me for dining on them slightly. Your hands are surprisingly warm around my cock. Is it satisfying stroking it like that? Pardon, my hands couldn't resist seeing you as such a wet little cunt. I couldn't hold back. Close, are you? I won't lie. I feel much the same. So, don't bother holding back. Not so fast. If we experience it all right now, that wouldn't very much qualify as a first date. I think we must preserve the experiment and the experience. If I am to be someone to you, we'll have to save it. This feeling, this desire, and stop it before we lose ourselves just a bit. I would continue, but that frustrated expression, it's too addictive seeing you pout like that. You can't complain after 2+ orgasms, can you? I certainly can't. As for the rest of this experiment, I suppose it will have to wait just a little bit. What a mess. To think, both of our outfits being ruined. Perhaps there's something that I could wear of yours. I wouldn't be surprised if I have to walk out of here with the stains of our lovemaking. Our experiment was a rather viscous one, wasn't it? Messy, creamy, and a lot of other things, too. How do you feel after your first experiment with me? Though I guess second, if you count what happened in class. What now? When you look into my eyes, is it still romance you feel? Maybe infatuation? Shall we figure it out slowly? Good. Just the way I like it. And I do quite like it.